Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Sandy C. Newbiging, author of Heal the Hidden Cause, says, Joseph Clough's Be Your Potential book helps you to do exactly that. It offers powerful insights and exercises for bridging the gap between where you are now and being your potential to make things even better. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future and is available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle.
Hello there. Welcome back to the podcast with myself, Joseph Clough. For more information about me, go ahead and visit my website, which is josephclough.com, for updates, for quotes, for giveaways, and lots of different exciting new things. Go ahead and visit my fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/josephsfanpage, as well as twitter.com/josephclough. Now, today I was just thinking about why people give up on their dreams. So this podcast is really about the reason why you should actually go for your dreams. So for every reason or excuse to not go for your dreams, there's only one simple reason as why you should actually go for them. I mean, when you think about it, we all have dreams. We have goals, we have desires in life. For some, it may be to be completely rich in every way, whether it be financially or just abundantly within themselves. For others, it's to be absolutely loved. To be famous, or to run their own business, to have more quality time, or to retire maybe at 30 years old. We all have dreams, and we at least have one dream, I imagine more often than not. Now, many people have these types of thoughts when thinking about their dreams, and I know this because I see and work with a lot of people, I communicate with a lot of people, and these are the general thoughts they have which stop them going for their dreams. So the first one is that I'm not capable of achieving the dream. Another one would be something like it's too hard to actually achieve it. Another one would be what if I fail? What if I can't get it? Or in fact, what if I can get it? Then what? So what happens next once I've achieved it? That can be quite a worrying thing. And then another one could be that you've tried before and you didn't succeed, so you don't want to go through all that pain, worry, and stress again. And quite frankly, there's many more reasons or thoughts that we have which can actually stop us. I mean, it could be something like that our family, our partner, our friends think we're crazy to go for a big dream. Maybe we get influenced by the external world, which puts us off actually really going for it. For other type of things, it could be because we feel indebted or committed to someone else in our life and we daren't really go for that dream in case of hurting someone. So in other words, there's lots of different reasons why we put things off, or why we put off going for our goals and our dreams and our desires in life. But these are my thoughts though. And I want you to fully consider them. You may not agree with all of them, but these will just start to make you think differently. And I want to be able to tackle each one of those points that I've said already. So the doubts and the thoughts are something that we really need to be conscious of. The more you become conscious of these doubts, the more we can actually satisfy them and let go of them. So let's just take the thought of, I'm not capable for achieving that dream. Now, to me, the truth is, yes, you are. You have survived up to now, you're intelligent, and you are capable. And it's really important not to buy into your own illusionary thoughts, as simply they are illusions. These thoughts of not being capable are very much a protection mechanism to stop you going out to go for something in case you fail or in case you feel you put yourself in a situation where you may feel hurt in some way. Now, the realization that we need to be aware of is that we are capable. Many, many people over the years have achieved thousands and thousands of great things in their lifetime. They've broken records, they've made scientific breakthroughs, they've made global changes like the Martin Luther Kings and so on. These are people who really went for it, and they were just human. There was nothing special. They did special things, but they were no different from what we are. We're all the same in that fashion. So it's really important to not buy into our own illusionary thoughts, which are trying to protect us. So acknowledge them, let them go, and actually say to yourself, actually, I am capable. I am intelligent, and I can achieve what I want out of my life. Now, the other thought would be, which we mentioned at the beginning, maybe it will be too hard to achieve. Well, my thoughts are this. Well, yes, probably it could be quite hard to achieve it, but why is that a problem? Most children today want to be like a reality star without putting in the hard work. The most successful people have actually failed more than once before they've actually gone to achieve something. But the question is really, or the observation is, that they've decided not to see it as a failure, just a learning. If it was easy, to be honest, I don't think you'd probably go for that dream, because it wouldn't be worth it. There's no achievement from it. That's why it's a dream, because it's something big and it's bold and it's something that's going to make a real big difference in your life. So really, yes, it can be difficult or it can be hard to get there, but it's important to see it as a challenge. Because if it was easy once again, we probably wouldn't go for it. So yes, it can be hard, but it's a challenge where you reap the biggest rewards in your life. So let's change that it'll be too hard to it's actually a challenge, and when I overcome that, I grow as a person. I truly evolve as a person, and I actually gain far more and reap the huge rewards in my life by achieving the dream. Now the other thought is, what if I fail? Now my truth is, this thought on failure is simply a protection mechanism, and it's trying to keep you from getting hurt. Because no one likes to fail. No one likes to fail because it hurts them, you can feel insecure, it can damage your confidence. But these thoughts are simply there to keep you in your comfort zone. And the real interesting thing is, the comfort zone is the most uncomfortable place to actually live. It's the most static, unhealthy, and lost place you can be. Because being locked away in a room just to be safe doesn't actually make you happy in any way. It may feel temporarily safe, but for long-term future, it's not going to allow you to really live life the way it's meant to be. So once again, you need to acknowledge this type of thought and then ask the question, what would happen if I did succeed? Now that throws up a whole new set of answers. So what if I fail comes up with all these reasons as to why it's protecting you. But if you begin to reframe it and ask the question, what would happen if I succeeded? And then focus on that, we're changing our focus, and your unconscious mind is going to be looking for possible solutions, reasons as to why you should go for it, which will actually allow you to be safer in actually achieving the dream of yours. So there's no failure. It's simply feedback for you to evolve and grow to be the real you. Now, the other thought is, what if I get this? So if you achieve this goal, then what? This can be quite a scary thing for people, because once they achieve it, they may think, what happens next? Will I feel lost? Will I stop living because I've achieved everything that I wanted within this dream? Now, sometimes, the first point I want to mention is that sometimes we like the idea of the unattainable dream, the struggle, the excuse, or the poor me attitude, and that doesn't really serve us. Playing small does not serve you or anyone else in this world. The truth is, there's always more to learn, to experience, and to gain. When one dream is completed, another one will always be created, geared up for allowing you to grow as a better person, to bring more out of you and to contribute more in the world. Look at all the millionaires around the world. Now, these entrepreneurs and self-made millionaires, the majority of them don't just give up. They like to start new businesses. A lot of them, in fact, actually earn all their money and then begin to do charitable causes. So there's always another dream to go for once you've achieved your dream. So that's one of those reevaluations you have to think about, that there's always more to discover, there's always more to learn, and there's always more room to grow as a person and to experience. Now, the other part of that is when the thought of, what if I get it, then what? It's also really important to remember that everything we achieve comes with some potential negatives. Now, the fame-hungry people, when they just first of all want to go for the fame and only the fame, they begin to realize it's not always going to be an easy ride because they get little or no privacy. The millionaire acquires 100 new friends wanting a piece of them. They just acquire these friends out of nowhere, and suddenly they want something from them. So be aware of the potentials of achieving your goal. Acknowledge them and embrace them, really, because there's always a downfall to, or an anti-positive thing to achieving a goal. So when you achieve a goal of being famous, yes, it means you're going to lose maybe an aspect of your privacy. When you reach for the type of money situation you want, there are going to people want a piece of you. Be aware of these, acknowledge them and embrace them, and take them on and coming up with a new way of doing it, because sometimes those unconscious thoughts stop us getting to where we want to be. They stop us because these are anti-intentions, really. We have all the intentions to succeed and get all the vibrancy out of life, but then we have these anti-intentions of all the downfalls or the negative aspects of achieving a goal even. So just be aware of these goals and be aware of what may go wrong or the negative aspects of achieving a goal and embrace them. Be aware of them and be truly aligned. When you get that inner alignment, that's when you're really heading to places. It's when you're not acknowledging them, you feel more static and you wonder why you're not actually achieving it. There's always an aspect of what we need to be aware of what may not be good for us by achieving that goal. So what might we lose? So just be aware of that one. Now, the other thought which can hold us back, which is a very common one, where someone's tried before to achieve a goal or a dream, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out, and they get a lot of fear, worry, or stress stopping them go for it in case they re-experience that failure. So once again, my truth is this. This is simply a safety mechanism. We can kind of see that already by having gone through the experience and not wanting to go through it again. It's trying to make us not go through that experience. Because we experience such things as maybe fear, failure, a lack of confidence, and what have you, having tried before. But the real question is, wouldn't it be more of a failure giving up on your dream, giving up on yourself, and never trying? Now, I think, and I'm sure you'd think this is true as well, that it'll be perceived more as a failure of actually giving up on yourself, more of a failure giving up on your dream and never trying again. And when it comes down to it, it's important to acknowledge that safety mechanism and also realize that there's a far greater reward by achieving your goal than living in this place of this comfort zone, once again, of just trying to be safe and by trying to be protected within yourself. And when it comes down to the other thoughts that I came up with, which is when it comes down to maybe our partner, our family, our friends, thinking that their input or their thoughts are having an effect on you, I'm going to be quite blunt here. Their doubts do not concern you. It sounds strange, but I want you just to bear with me for a moment. Because you see, when they have doubts, they're simply coming from their own model of the world. And their own perceptions of the world, their own model of the world, has been formed by what they've been taught to believe in. what they've gone through in their own personal experience, what they've seen in the world, what they've been taught when they were younger. Now, the world's a very different place from far, far long ago. The other reason is that because they're coming from this distorted viewpoint, it's important to not allow it to have an effect or distort your own viewpoint. Because they're making these clouded judgments through their own limiting thoughts. And I say that in the most nicest way, because I'm not saying they consciously have and want limiting thoughts. I just think it's important not to buy into them. So appreciate their good intentions of wanting to help you or trying to help you. But also, which is the key here, also allow your inner voice to be far louder than the external world's voice. Show them who you are. When you become the real you and you strive, you actually give them permission to do the same. And you actually help them in getting clarity on their own perceptions, their own model of the world. And you show them what is possible, and that is where anything is possible. So by doing this, you're actually allowing them to have permission to make changes in their life. I've always said, if you want to change someone else, be the shining example of how you'd want them to be. And it goes the exact same way here. Prove them what is possible in the world. Prove them how special you are and where you can actually take your life, and it'll give them permission to do the same. So going back to my original statement, for every reason or excuse to not go for your dreams, there is only one simple reason as to why you should go for them. And that is simply because you're worth it. That you are completely worth it in every way. It's your right, and give yourself permission to realize that now. So once again, I hope you enjoy that. For more information about me, go ahead and visit www.josephclough.com. And also, to be in a chance of winning competitions, free MP3 downloads, staying up to date with all these exciting new podcasts. I'm doing them more frequently these days. It's all free, all for you. And I'm just here to show you how wonderful and how brilliant you are. So to stay up to date, to get the free competitions of hypnosis MP3s and so on, go ahead and visit my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Joseph's fan page and twitter.com/Joseph Clough. Have a wonderful day, and I really look forward to speaking to you soon. And just remember, be your potential. Many thanks and goodbye.
Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now, and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle, Be Your Potential. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Be Your Potential, available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle. And if you like Joseph's work, be sure to write a review on Amazon so together we can transform the world.